Here we are on a new episode on the Trash Can Talk Podcast Network. We're going to start introducing people to new music again. So right here we have JQ.
Yo, yo, what's up?
How you doing?
What's up, brother? Nice to
see
you.
What up, Where did you just come out here from?
I came out from D.C. like about 2 years ago.
Damn, what made you do that?
Just trying to get sober, you know what I mean?
How you liking it out here?
I love it, bro. I'm never going to leave, for real.
Ever. That's what's up.
You know what I mean? Or I'm at least always keep a crib here in Cali, you know what I mean? I might have some cribs other places, but always have a crib in Cali, in L.A.
People got to do that.
Yeah.
Especially facts. If they want to do music and entertainment.
Yeah. Especially because of the weather, too, bro, for real. Sometimes, like...
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Anytime that I travel anywhere else, I'm just like, dude... California is the best.
Yeah.
LA especially. Can you share a bit about your background and how you started in music?
Yeah, so my pops, like growing up, like he was in a cover band, and like, you know what I mean? So I just grew up around music all the time, and I fell in love with it. You know, he was bringing me to his shows all the time. And like, I think I made my first song when I was like 15 or something. It was some bullshit, you know, trying to be a rapper or whatever.
Is it out on the internet?
No, not anymore.
We might have to pull it up.
Oh man, that's just embarrassing. Maybe, yeah. But yeah. And then I was making music like fucking around until I was like 19 or so, and then I moved, or 21 actually, and then I moved to Philly, and then that's when I like really started taking it serious. You know, I was like, this is what I'm doing. This is my calling. You know.
And how would you describe your genre of music that you play, or your style?
I would say it's like alternative, like R&B, maybe like alternative indie rock. You know, just I don't know. I'm really trying to like do something new. You know, trying to do something that everyone else does. You know,
who are your main influences right now?
Right now, Post Malone's a big one. Dominic Fike is also a really big one. And then I also get a lot of influence from like older people, like from my dad, like Joe Cocker. What's his name? Sam Elliott. You know, like a lot of these OG like blues.
What kind of covers was he doing?
Was he doing that? Yeah, he was doing blues covers.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Like Joe Cocker. Fell in love with Joe Cocker.
Right, that's a good place to start.
Yeah, absolutely.
And what do you think, like, what's the message, or what do you hope listeners take away when they hear your music?
Because, you know what I mean? I'm trying to let everyone know that they're not alone through this, like, drug addiction or anything. Right. You know what I mean? Because, like, that's got to be the most relatable topic. Like
right now,
especially like right now, and like in our generation, and everything, that's the most relatable thing.
Definitely,
you know. So I'm trying to like just have people know that like you can make it out. Like, you know what I mean? Just because you're an addict doesn't mean you have to be on drugs the rest of your life. You know, because if you can channel that energy into doing something positive, you're unstoppable.
How long you been sober now?
Right now it's about December 11th. So what, like 3 months, 4 months?
Awesome.
Coming up, yeah. But before that, I had 18 months.
Really?
Yeah.
What happened?
I moved into this like artist house, and it was just it was a lot. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not gonna lie. Like, I was doing like pumping out 2-3 songs a day, like 14 hours in the studio every day. But to do that, I was doing Adderall. You know, staying up all night. You know, and then I couldn't sleep. So I'm like, oh, how am I gonna fall asleep?
Right.
Do some Fetty. You know what I mean? And then that constant up and down on my heart, and since my heart was beating so fast all the time. I fell asleep one time in the studio, and then like 15 minutes later, I was like, I couldn't breathe, and I went deaf. Like, I literally couldn't even hear type shit. Like, I was like, what? And there was no one at the crib, so like I'm trying to like call like 911, and I can't even get the words out and shit.
Right.
And then went to the hospital, and they told me that I had like a mild heart attack, like an enlarged heart type.
Was that the wake-up call?
Yeah, that was for sure. Like, the damn, I can't even do this shit. Like, responsibly, you know,
dude. What I always tell people too is just like, I don't know. See, like, I'm coming up on 7 years. I really, really don't think though that time is that important.
Yeah, no, it's.
It's just like the thing is you just don't give up. You know what I mean? Like, you just don't give up. Like, if you're out there and you're using right now and you can't get sober, just don't give up. You know what I mean? They say it in AA, and it's cliche, but like, keep coming back. And I mean that in any sense of the word. Like, if you are trying to get sober and you don't do AA. And you're doing the treatment thing, and you're like, man, I'm just not getting it. Like, don't give up. I think I went to like 22 somewhere around there, treatments before getting this sobriety and homeless and all that stuff. But
absolutely, same right here, man. This is probably my 15th, 20th, anywhere. I lost track, you know what I mean?
I mean, it was different too. So like I said, 7 years ago when I got sober, fentanyl wasn't as prevalent on the streets. I think maybe I did it, you know what I mean? I was still getting black tar heroin, I think it was starting to be mixed in because I used like crazy and I started overdosing. So I kind of was like, dude, what's going on with this shit?
Yeah.
Like, this isn't fun.
Too strong. Yeah.
Like, I could get high and go, like, rob people and be up all day and be doing all this crazy shit and all. And, dude, that shit came out and people just slumped.
Yeah, bro, it's just too powerful. Like, it's like, when I did it, bro, I wasn't even enjoying it. I literally did that shit because I'm trying to knock the fuck out, right? You know what I mean? Go to sleep, you know? And then I remember, like, the first time I actually tried, like, the powder shit, you know what I mean? Like, I sniffed, because I was on Suboxone, too. I wasn't even thinking. I was dumb as shit, you know what I mean? I sniffed, like, a little bit. I didn't really feel it. Waited like 10, 15 minutes and feel it. And then I sniffed the rest of what I had. And then all of a sudden it like, boom, just smacked me out of nowhere. You know, I couldn't keep my eyes open or nothing. And like my friend at the sober living, she was like, you want to walk to 7-Eleven and get a blunt wrap with me? For some reason, I was like, yeah, sure. And then got up and like immediately face planted into the fucking wall.
Dude.
And then she was like, what are you on? And I was like, I'm on Fetty. Like, and then I made her sleep in my room with me. Because I was like, I'm going to die, like, if I fall asleep type shit. So you need to stay in my room with me and, like, watch me, make sure. And then woke up in the morning, and she wanted to use, like, my extension cord for, like, some dumb shit. I don't even know. But, like, without the extension cord, I couldn't watch TV. So I was like, yeah, no, you're burnt. Like, you're not about to get that. And she, like, started kirking on me, started screaming, and then went to the house manager, was like, oh, Jake did fentanyl, da-da-da-da-da.
And she was high?
No, she wasn't high. You know what I mean? Which I don't have anything against her too, because, you know, she should have done that.
Right.
You know? But like, it was just to the point of like, she did it because she got mad at me. You know what I mean? Not because she like was like, oh, he's in trouble or whatever, you know? It was like, oh, really? You're not gonna give me the extension cord? I'm about to fuck your shit up right now.
That's how these women be.
Yeah.
What has been the biggest challenge you face as a new artist?
Biggest challenge probably just to keep doing it, like, no matter, like, not even looking at the numbers and shit, just to keep doing it. Like,
that's what I do with this podcast.
Yeah, facts. Just got to keep doing it.
Like,
you know, one day it'll click, dude, literally. Yeah.
This started, sometimes it was like under 100 listeners. Now we get about like 1,000 views. You know what I mean?
Every video. Yeah,
yeah. The video is good too. And actually, I'm going to post this on the channel.
Fuck yeah.
If you're watching this now too, all of our past episodes are up on Spotify, Apple Music, everywhere you stream, Deezer. So if you're watching this and you watch it primarily on YouTube, like, everything is everywhere now, so you can get it anywhere that you stream podcasts.
Fuck yeah.
But yeah, I think, dude, here's the thing, is none of this stuff happens overnight. Consistency is key.
Yeah.
The only thing I could say is just, like, if you're doing something creative, that's the thing, is the view, like, I don't create for the views, I don't create for the likes.
For the love of the art.
I just do it. This is what I like to do. If I want to do a podcast, I'm going to do a podcast. If I want to design a shirt, I'm going to design a shirt. If I want to fucking make something like this, covered in crystals.
That shit's
and
dope as hell, too.
Thank you very much.
That's your brand, right?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Young Gods. I think we're going to drop this, like, June. So there's a whole death metal-inspired drop. These hats are on the website right now.
They're embroidered and everything. So
yeah, embroidered trucker hats. And they kind of match the drop that's up there. So if you guys are watching, younggodsmfg.com, you could check out the drop. It's still up from this last drop. Have you performed live a lot?
Yeah.
What's your favorite part about performing live?
The energy I feel, like, whenever I'm on stage and I'm just like literally it feels like everyone else kind of just like gets blacked out, like they're not there, and I'm just on stage because I really put a lot of emotion and energy and just a lot of shit into these songs, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, because I'm really like talking about some real shit too, you know, like talking about my struggle with drugs and everything. And like, and that's the main thing with this music, is like the energy. You can really feel like the energy, like with the shit that I'm saying, you know?
Right.
It's just a whole vibe, like, for real.
And then where did you play live shows there or here?
Where, in D.C.?
Yeah, D.C. or Los Angeles.
Yeah, no, I play like a couple of like house parties back home, you know what I mean?
What do you think is better?
The shows out here, absolutely, for sure. Or I mean house parties versus venue.
Yeah, I mean, just what vibe is better for you?
Right, honestly, I think I have more fun right now at the house parties just because like it's more popping, you know what I mean? But obviously it's going to get to a point where like my shows are getting more, you know, sold out and stuff, and then I'm predicting that, you know, I'm going to end up loving that more.
So, you know what I mean, like how do you feel about like writing commercial music and then like, you know, staying authentic like in an industry that's like pretty superficial where people are?
I stand by that, you know what I mean? Right. Because, you know, there's all these industry and there's nothing, I don't have anything against industry plans.
Me neither.
You know, nothing either. At all. You know, that's some people's path, you know? They just only want to sing and not work on anything else, you know? Some people want to do that. But definitely. Me, I like, this is like a whole art form to me, you know what I mean? Like, I write, you know, select the beats and everything, you know, like I try to be involved as much as I can with it, you know?
Yeah. What's a music related goal that you have right now?
Right now, just to keep going and like, and not stop and not give up, even because I'm really expecting a lot right now, not to build my expectations too high.
Yeah.
You know, because that just leads to letting yourself down for real.
So. And then how do you think your music will evolve in the future?
How will it evolve? I feel like I'm slowly going to be able to like speak my mind a little bit more on these, you know, on these struggles and stuff I've had with drugs.
What about incorporating like a live band
thing? Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Are you doing that right now? Or are you just,
no, not right now, but in the future for sure. Cause that's definitely like the type of beats that I use.
Right. Yeah.
That, like it can be performed with with organic instruments. Right. You know?
What do you think about that now with the you know, and how do you feel about the majority of artists not coming up with like, you know what I mean? A band behind him, like you grew up with your dad playing with a band. Yeah. So
I mean, you know, it's to each their own, you know what I mean? Right. Like if someone, you know, there's obviously a bunch of people that are super fire that don't use bands.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, at the end of the day, I just look at the music, you know, for real. And if it's fire, like cool. You know, if you want to, it's all personal preference how you want to play a show. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
So who am I to like say like that's right or that's wrong?
Right.
You know?
Yeah. It's weird when it first started happening, especially with like EDC and stuff. I was really just like, dude, the fuck is going on?
People just lip syncing and shit.
Yeah, and then plus I come from like a punk rock, hardcore metal background.
Like the swaying your arms and stuff.
Yeah. I was in that era, so
I'm close enough to the mic, right?
Oh yeah. Okay, cool. Your audio is good. How do you stay connected with your fans?
My fans, Instagram. Right now I'm on Instagram at IMJQUE. I'm literally spelling that out, like the letters. Right. IMJQUE. And mainly on Instagram, I have TikTok too. JQ with three E's. Mainly those two right now. I had a Snapchat, but it got deleted, so I need to make a new one.
TikTok?
Yeah. I shouted that out. Yeah.
Oh,
JQ with three E's on that. And then X or... Yeah, X. It's called X now.
Yeah, was that Twitter?
Yeah, it used to be Twitter.
X. Now.
That's IMJAYQ. You know, but yeah, I post a lot on there too. You know, it's, I feel like either X or Threads. I feel like maybe not Threads. Have you seen Threads?
Yeah,
Instagram's version.
Yeah.
Twitter.
I feel like one of them are gonna pop off.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
At some point, because like Twitter like kind of like had its little phase like when it first came out, but it really didn't get that popular. But now there's a lot of content creators posting like full length videos on there because there's not a lot of like community guidelines on what you can post.
Yeah,
you know,
it'll probably pop off on the
Especially because like
X popped off and then Elon went crazy with it and he got a lot of people off of it. But will come back.
Oh, sex workers and stuff, right?
Just like a bunch of things. You know what I mean? People took a political stance and then they're like, oh, I'm not going to use this platform. And they'll go back to it. It's a big platform. How do you think technology has changed the music industry?
Oh man, it's changed it so much. Honestly,
You know what Soulja Boy always tells me?
Huh.
He's like, if I popped off, if I was like releasing music now with TikTok, he's like, dude, I'd be so fucking huge. Because he popped off with no.
And with the, oh.
Yeah. But with no, like, dude, you just had to, like, listen to it. Just you had like, to, like, listen to it on the radio or watch the music video.
It's like an MTV or something.
Right.
Yeah,
so it's like, dude, it's so much more accessible now.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely the It's the easiest it's ever been in your hand. Become an artist, you know?
That's always tell people, dude. They freaking, you have every, so you have 365 days a year to promote yourself. You know what I mean? And you never know. Like, I recently just got a ton of new followers because I consistently stayed posting anything that I thought that I should post. And I posted something every day. And I've done that for like 4 years because I think I think my last Instagram, my last Instagram it got deleted. So I just started from scratch 4 years ago. Like, but I never, it didn't bother me. Like, the day, you know what I mean? I just,
because
was like,
because you're in love with the process, too.
I was, the best part, you know, I have, like, coming up on 7 years, but, like, the first couple years were kind of slow. Mm-hmm. I was, like, in treatment at Salvation Army, and then I was in jail, then I was in the shitty sober living, then I was in sober living for another, you know what I mean? So, like, my life really started, like, popping off to where I was, like, proud that I was sober at that point to like showcase it.
Hell yeah.
So I was just like pumped to be alive. And I was I just want to fucking share that, like you said, that this can be done, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's not impossible.
It's not impossible.
Because I know sometimes it feels like that.
It does.
It fucking feels like, oh, there's no way I'm not about to get high right now. But literally, you know what I mean? I mean, at least the way I've been able to deal with it is just like those corny ass breathing exercises.
Right.
Those shits actually work. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
The box breathing. Like, that shit will calm me down instantly. And then 30 minutes, I'm like, I can't believe I even thought
about it. Do you do the breath work?
Oh, yeah. Every day.
Here?
Every day. Yeah. Oh, at the...
with Gianni.
No, I had...
Dude, you got to do it.
I did last time.
He changed my life.
Yeah? Because, yeah, I've heard
people
talking
about
it.
He's the best.
Yeah.
Shout out. He's been on this before.
Yeah?
He's been on Trash Can Talk. And now, what legacy do you hope to leave through your music?
What legacy do I hope to leave? That's a big question. Damn. Probably just like, that is a hard question. Man, I just honestly want to stay in people's mouths after the day I die. I'm not trying to die when I die, you know?
Definitely.
I want to live on after my physical body dies.
Yeah, you know? That's the plan.
Exactly. I want my name to be in people's mouths 100 years after I die still, you know?
Yeah.
That's the legacy.
That is. That's good stuff. And what's your number one song? Because we'll outro it on here.
For sure.
So whatever song you want us to play, give us an introduction, give us a background.
Okay.
And then we'll have them edited and write the end.
For sure. Yeah. So my number one song right now is Her, H-E-R. And it sounds kind of like I'm talking about, like, I'm fucked up about a breakup with an ex or something.
Right.
But it's really like a bunch of like metaphors and double entendres for like drugs, you know?
Right, yeah.
Like, I think the first bar in the song was like, she was dressed in blue, was walking around the town, gave her a shot, now I'm up in the clouds.
Nice.
You know what I mean? Like, it sounds like I'm talking about some female.
What is that, a balloon?
No, like, she was dressed in blue, like, you know, the little...
Oh, the 30, blues?
Yeah, the blues. Yeah, it was walking around the town.
See, when I was using their little blue balloons, there's actually songs like Blue Balloons, yeah.
Oh, shit. But yeah, the video to that is super sick.
Where can they find it?
It's on YouTube, YouTube channel JQ.
Nice.
You know what I mean?
We're going to outro it with like a 30-second clip, but then you guys can go watch the full thing.
Hell yeah. I'm sure all the links will be in the description for all that, you know?
For sure.
Hell yeah.
And then we'll have you back, dude, as your fucking career progresses, dude. We'll
Absolutely. We'll
keep tabs on it.
Fuck yeah.
All right, dude. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you for bringing me on here, brother.
I'll talk to you soon.
Absolutely.
Boom.
Fuck, I have a dog. You like it on this shit?
thousand miles just to see you smile. Haven't in a while. We don't need to water that tree. I don't know why I love you. Always had this on me. She was dressed in blue, was walking around the town. I gave her a shot, I'm up in the clouds. She picked me up if I was feeling down. And there was the days that she wasn't around. I can't get out of my bed. She's stuck up in my mind, can't get her out my head. Making me lose all this weight and eating on my bed. Just sitting there alone, wishing I was dead. At first she was my twin flame, influenced my game. Sent me to a demon, made everyone remember my name. Now I'm starting to look lame, trying to build up some dance shame. I've been on the bridges, no care, I'm paving my way. Not in love anymore. It's fast, expensive, go, it's feeling like it's more. I'm sorry, baby, I can't take you anymore. Can't rely on pharmaceuticals, can't take it when I'm bored. Yeah, not in love anymore. Not in love anymore. Yeah, not in love anymore. Yeah, not in love anymore. She had no scent, but I was always never her. I wasn't always like this, started off just taking perks. Put it on my nose, I really fuck with how it worked. Now I burned up all the money, don't think life can get no worse. Sound like I'm talking about her, but it's the purse. Then it turned to fentanyl, I fell in love with her. I ran out sipping them shits, just trying to hurt. And then I laid them back and like kicking, it was the worst. I'm sorry, baby, I can't take you anymore. Can't rely on pharmaceuticals, can't take it when I'm bored, huh? Yeah, I ain't love anymore. I ain't love anymore, no. Yeah, I ain't love anymore. Yeah, I ain't love anymore.